AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. A UN-backed commission concludes war crimes have been committed in Ukraine since Russia began its invasion 7 months ago.
A number of attacks we investigated had been carried out without distinguishing between civilians and combatants. This included some attacks with cluster munitions or multi-launch rocket system, and airstrikes in populated areas.
Inquiry Commission Chair Eric Mosse says there is evidence as well of torture, abuse, and executions carried out in the settlements his team visited. Ukrainian officials say more than 430 bodies have been exhumed from a mass burial site in the city of Izium, recently liberated in the fighting. The officials say at least 30 of the bodies bore visible signs of torture. Residents of four parts of Ukraine held by Russian troops and their allies are voting in elections to annex to Russia. Analyst Amanda Paul.
He probably believes that by holding these fake and ridiculous referendums, he'll be able to sell the narrative that Russian territory is being attacked by the West.
NASA's one-way mission to an asteroid comes to a violent end Monday.
A spacecraft named DART will zero in on the asteroid Monday, intent on slamming it head-on at 14,000 miles per hour. The impact should be just enough to nudge the asteroid into a slightly tighter orbit around its companion space rock, demonstrating that if that asteroid was headed to Earth, we would stand a fighting chance of diverting it. Thomas Zurbuchen is with NASA.
These threats are real, and I think what makes this time special is we can do something about it.
Cameras and telescopes will watch the crash, but it will take days or even weeks to find out if it actually changed the orbit. I'm Shelley Adler.
This is AP News. There's a new way to watch Ted Lasso and his fictional soccer team. Ed Donahue grabs the controller and checks it out.
The series starring Jason Sudeikis about an American football coach coaching British football, soccer, has won a lot of awards.
The show is about family. The show is about mentors and teachers. The show is about teammates.
Now Ted Lasso and his fictional AFC Richmond team are included in the new FIFA 23 video game.
He's someone you just can't help but root for.
He's a great manager and an even better man. And if you tell him I said that, I will brain you.
All the fictional players on the show, including Roy Kent and Sam Obasanya, are featured.
EA Sports. I'm in the game.
Ooh, did I sound like the guy?
Yeah, you sounded like the guy, Ted.
FIFA 23, which also includes real soccer clubs, is available next week. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.